Hello, Griffin here with another secondary disclaimer on an episode already with a disclaimer. There's a lot of bonus content. You guys are actually very lucky. For every episode, our guest chooses their character name, spur of the moment, right before we get going. A name popped into our guest's mind, and it turns out it's because it's someone the guest is aware of in real life. So we're going to edit out their last name for this episode. Take it away, original disclaimer. Hey, Griffin here. Some of the audio gets very rocky right around minute 12, but it clears up fast. And I just wanted you to know that. Take it away, preamble! Hey, Griffin here. None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song! Hello.
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steven and Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
You can't get enough, can you?
Piggies to the trough.
That one goes out to all our simps. We should get some simps.
We're working on it. We have Sims.
I don't want to ask, because that's not what simps want to hear.
No, you can't ask.
You can't beg for simps. Please, we'll dom you.
You're not helping our cause. Don't
Steve,
do that voice.
It is, of course, the end of Bones Month, and we have entered October. October has begun.
Mm-hmm.
This is Halloween month, of course, now.
Yeah.
And we're looking ahead to the very end of it, Halloween itself, and trying to predict what some of the biggest costumes this year are going to be. What cultural moments from 2024 are we going to see at these parties?
Well, last year was Barbenheimer.
Yep.
This year is Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. The best couple's costume. You both go as Beetlejuice. And you're side by side. And you both do your best impression.
So, which is, Steve, can I hear yours?
I wonder if I could genuinely do a Beetlejuice.
Hey, well, how's everybody doing?
That's not bad.
Hey, get the fuck off my lawn.
Or something.
Get the fuck off my lawn.
Nope, that's not good.
That does sound like you were joking a little bit.
Oh, okay. So there is something to it.
Oh, there's something there.
So you think...
Did somebody say my name?
But are people just dressing as Beetlejuice? There's no other characters? You're not going to see a bunch of Jenna Ortega's character from Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice at these parties?
You're the one who's seen it. Is that a worthy character?
No.
Oh. No, it's Beetlejuice.
Are we gonna see Justin Theroux's character?
You see two Beetlejuice whenever you go.
Well, keep your eyes peeled, folks. For me, what I'm doing this year, I'm dressing as Biden but then staying home.
That's good.
That's and good. Then
let's hear
so,
your Biden.
Get off my fucking lawn.
Pretty good.
So yeah, at the parties, people will be like, hey, where's Griffin? And then someone will be like, well, I'm hoping someone will say, hey, where's Griffin? He was obviously invited. And then someone else will say like, oh, he's staying home. Oh, really? Yeah, but he's dressed as Biden. He's coming as Biden's dropping out of the presidential race.
You should
and maybe
also,
I'll send my friend
FaceTime
instead.
You. Your friend Kamala?
Yeah, I'll send her in my stead.
That makes sense. And then they should FaceTime you in. And then you can be Biden at home. And you could be all curled up and snuggly like...
Oh, with Doc Jill.
Shoo! Yeah, sure. Anya can go or not go as Doc Jill. And
Steve.
I'll be the dog. What's his name? I forget. General. War General. What's his name? Commander. Commander Biden. That's his name. His dog.
Oh, I don't know
who
about
bites
this.
People. He's got a dog named Commander, I think. And I think a lot of people complain that he's bitten them. Yeah. So,
Steve, final costume?
My final costume, a lot of people like to go as the Invisible Man. That's kind of a cool costume.
Did that movie come out this year?
No. Not everything needs to be a movie that came out this year. This is a different show we're doing. It's called Kill to Death, and it's a show about whatever we want. And this is... just because my last one was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. The Invisible Man is just an old character.
Why is it back this year? Invisible guy.
Oh, you just mean why is it around this year? Well, it's always been around. You just didn't see him.
Oh, Steve.
Anyways, I'm going to paint myself like the wallpaper behind me, and then I'm going to stand there all night.
You're going to see a lot of, I think, green shirts that say Brat on them.
Yeah,
and
Brad.
And I would say, heed that advice for your costume. Be rat. Dress up as a rat.
As a rat, yeah. Be you rat can, summer.
You can just have a big, you can walk around in a big chef's hat all night.
That's fun. And then somebody else can go as, you're in the chef's hat?
I'm in the chef's hat. I'm contained entirely within a chef's hat.
Okay. I was just checking to make sure. Okay, so you're scurrying around in a giant chef's hat.
Yeah.
I was gonna say someone else can be the chef and then you can sit on their head.
That's honestly really good too.
That would be a funny costume if one person went as a chef and one person went as a rat and they were like perched on their back all night. If you had a smaller friend that wasn't as heavy.
Yeah, you'd have to be fairly big too. That's exhausting.
Yeah, I guess so. Take one picture and then go your separate ways for the rest of the night.
A lot of costumes function like that, don't they?
That's how costumes go. I like to find a costume that has no props or anything in my hands. I realized many years ago, that's the way to go. You hate to be like, oh, I'm this. I set down my sword earlier because I wanted to pick up a beer.
Oh, crap. What's that Greek character who has to push the ball up the hill?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Sisyphus?
Yeah, I'm Sisyphus. Get out of my way. And you're pushing a big rock around the party. That's cumbersome.
That is true. I went as Atlas, and we did not get back to that party.
I guess just go down to the basement and put your hands on the rafters.
Well, doesn't he also have a giant ball, like the shoulders?
That's the world.
Yeah, it's the world. So you have a giant ball, I got a giant ball. I was trying to match your freak.
Don't.
Okay.
Steve, speaking of freaky events, speaking of scary nights, would you like to solve a murder?
Of course I would.
The victim, Captain Flame, found dead on a research submarine. Today's guest, Audrey, who found Captain Flame's body. Audrey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Audrey. Should we be addressing you with any kind of like... term, yeah. Like first mate or private or anything like that?
No, I was just an intern.
Oh, intern on the sub.
Yeah, but I just go by Uds or Audrey.
Okay, either by the nickname or your full name.
Whatever you want. Try getting closer to me.
And you were an intern on a submarine? How does that function?
I'm an intern from the school. I'm an intern from a school.
This is a co-op.
Yeah.
This is like your placement at the end of your time at the school?
No,
okay.
I still got more years.
What?
I still got 4 more years.
4 more years. Okay, right.
What college or university are you at?
I'm at university.
This is your
It's
university?
My dad's.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Your dad founded a university.
Yeah, but I always wanted to not work in the family business.
Right, so you're going to school there so you can get a job that isn't admin at a university.
Yeah, I want to be in the water.
Hmm. Just in general, do you have a dream of your dream job in the water?
Yeah, as deep as I can get to like the bottom is probably preferable.
Yeah, you want to be James Cameron.
Yes, I love him and we all love him.
That makes sense. I he uses his resources to pioneer research underwater.
And he's so hot.
And he's so hot.
He's so sexy. I would need him.
Canadian.
Canadian legend.
So what is your degree in?
It's an aquatic society.
Aquatic society?
Interesting.
What kind of job do you can you get with something like that?
Just like, you know, working in a lab, actually. It's actually a really sought after job. It's actually
working
like,
in a lab.
The job I have is sought after, though, because I study aquatic society, which is not just the fish, but the culture of the fish, you see.
Interesting.
So, like, the way we have a society, like Britney Spears and all that shit, the fish have that, too, but we just don't know about it.
Right, like, you study how schools of fish function.
No, but they have gossip, is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
They've got movies of fishes. They have celebrity fishes.
Can you spill a bit of tea?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to ask?
Not in the ocean.
Well, let's just say some carp got in bed with some starfish, and they are not a good fit.
No, because I believe carp are freshwater, right?
That's exactly the point. That's exactly what we've been saying.
Right.
Also, the mechanics of that are interesting to imagine.
There's so much to say about it. I could really go on.
Please.
I could. Well, there's just so many things. Like, the way we have, like relationships with other people, the way we hate people, the way they have that. Fishes have that. They have a language.
Well, you only have a three.
Capitalism are three threes.
Well, three fishes.
I'm holding up a three because there are three top dogs in this world. It's president, God, and mayor.
And that's why you're holding them up.
Yes.
It's just always to keep in mind as you go through everything.
The Holy Trinity.
Exactly.
President, God, and mayor.
Tag yourself.
If you're not getting approval from the president, God, or mayor, you might as well fucking kill yourself.
And what do you have the approval of? Your submarine? I mean,
yeah.
Is that sanctioned by any of those three?
Well, it was sanctioned by my father, Captain Flame.
President of the university, maybe.
Yeah, he's not like dean. He's also like really into to doing submarine tricks.
What's a submarine trick? Yeah, or a BMX bike.
Yes, exactly. A whole stream. We're all billionaires.
So wait, that doesn't answer what the trick is, though. So you're doing tricks. He's doing tricks with the sub.
So yeah, it's a rare hobby for many people to have, but we just happen to have it because we're all rich. But it is a hobby nonetheless. It's our hobby to go down into the water to the very bottom. We go in circles.
Like donuts? Like,
yeah, we do donuts in the bottom of the ocean, or we do this thing where we shake ass as a like
up against the porthole.
Yeah, like.
No,
like
I think the
like,
sub is shaking its ass, right? Or you mean inside? All of you are shaking your asses.
Yeah, we engineer the program so that the shark could shake. Wait,
it's a shark? Like a shark shape? What are we talking about here?
Well, we engineer the whole program so that the submarine. Sorry, sometimes we call the subway for short because it reminds us of our favorite sub. Reminds us of our favorite sandwich restaurant. But subs are submarines. We engineered one that like flaps back and forth at the bottom, like the tail.
Oh, the rudder goes back and forth.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen a picture of the Beatles' Yellow Submarine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what we got going on.
Oh, it looks the exact same.
Wow,
it looks like that.
So are you actually doing research down there, or is this more just like an ego thing for your dad? Like, he just wants to have fun in a submarine.
Well, I think, you know, as rich people, we actually can help the world. And this is our way of doing it. This is charity work. This is us showing the world that we're good people, right?
By doing the donuts or by doing the research?
by doing research.
So what was the project the sub was currently involved in?
Yeah, the project we were involved in, we were just like surfing around and having we were surfing around and we were like going in donuts and we would drink and shit. But like that's like still a project. It's still research, right?
But what are you research? Like, what was the goal? What do you want to find out just about each other?
Our research goal is to have a good fucking time.
Okay, cool. Hypothesis: we're gonna have a great fucking time.
Hypothesis: can do.
Can do. Well, it was great. It was a whole thing. You could do anything in that sunbury. You could have sex. You could have sex in it.
Were you?
Yeah, it's anything.
I wasn't having sex with it because I'm 14. No, wait, I'm 18.
Okay.
No, wait, I didn't mean it like that.
18 still means we shouldn't talk about it too much.
Either way, we're not going to go into it.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I meant like 18 at heart.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But you are a first year university student.
Okay, you gotta stop asking me questions.
Uh-oh.
Because you better stop.
Sorry.
You better stop asking me that. You better stop it right now.
Okay, done.
You better stop it.
What are you going as for Halloween?
Oh, wait, this is my favorite topic ever. I'm so happy you asked me that. I am so happy. Oh, Griffin. I'm so excited for freshening up. Last year I was the Grim Reaper, you see. And the year before I was also the Grim Reaper. And that's what I've been doing my whole life. I'm like, now I'm going to switch it up.
Oh, so this is your favorite topic because we've found a year where you're branching out.
I'm gonna branch out. I'm gonna be Elvis.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, the king. Mama.
Yes, exactly like that.
And then when you leave the party, you can say you've left the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an Elvis impression?
Oh, yeah. I really don't like to pull it out because it makes people feel bad about how theirs is. I really don't like to bring it up because people are always like, after I do mine, they're like, man, mine is bad because hers is so good.
Well, we've got thick skin.
No. It's going to make you jealous. It's going to make you jealous.
Okay, then better not. Voice.
Okay, okay. I'm going to have a blue Christmas without you. And that's just a taste, though. And that's just a taste.
Really? Wow.
Okay, I do kind of feel bad, but otherwise.
When I say that's got me places, when I say that got me places to where I am now, I would not have graduated high school if I didn't have that under my belt. I'm such a good time to be around. I'm a good time to be around.
How did your dad originally make all this money?
Well, let's just say he had a little thing called colonies back in the British war times. And
the British war times.
Okay, a wide potential window of time. Like,
massive stretch.
Let's just
say, nice and nondescript.
Britain used to have colonies and such. Let's just say my dad owns a couple of those colonies. A couple of those slave colonies.
Oh, no, we don't like that.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to avoid this one, too. Steve, I never asked what you were going as for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go... I was going to go as Commander Biden. That one makes way more sense. I'll go hang out with you. I thought I was going to have to explain my costume all night after I bit people.
You can bite the guys in my house.
This year, I'm going to go as a very recognizable character. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
He's orange. He's...
No,
you're going
not.
As Elvis.
Wait, I'm not done describing what I was going to do.
Oh, you're okay. Sorry.
He's orange. He's freaking angry. And no, is he not going to be another president?
It's Elvis.
No, it's Donald Trump.
I thought you were going. Is that what, you changed your costume just now?
No, we were just doing our Elvis impressions.
Oh.
Actually,
you're not going as Elvis.
Wait. No, you're right. We were just talking about that, but I'm torn between the two costumes.
Okay.
Is there a way to combine them?
There must be a way to mash them up, right?
Maybe it would sound like hang up, build a wall.
You can say that they're eating hound dogs.
Yes.
That's good.
They're eating hound dogs and cats. They're eating dogs.
Okay, it's a little bit Kim Cattrall.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I said exactly.
A hanger, have a blue.
Hanger.
Christmas.
Well, not to bring things down, but let's talk about when you found your dad dead.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you do have to talk about that.
Yeah.
So this was part this of your... during yeah, a submarine trip? Were you underwater at the time?
Well, me and my dad were playing a game of cribbage in the dining hall on the day of his murder. And I remember saying, I'll be with you you're going to be alive forever. And I remember saying, I remember that day. And then that day he did die,
Okay, so is this the dining hall at his university,
or is this is this on the sub?
Or is this
the
on the sub?
Oh,
it has a dining hall.
Sub.
Okay.
Steve, keep up.
You're right.
Keep up.
Hunger.
Keep up, Steve. Keep up.
Oh no, I'm upset right now.
Keep up, Steve. Steve, keep
this
up.
Is like
what
a...
I'm saying. Can you just listen to me for once? I feel like I'm never being heard here. I feel like you guys just want to talk over me.
You feel like we just want to talk about you? Yeah.
No, you just want to talk over me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and you just showed your whole ass, Griffin.
And I was bullied as a kid, so I'm really sensitive about this kind of thing.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Please go ahead.
I'm really sensitive. Well, it was the day he died, and I remember thinking he's just going to live forever that day. And then later, as I lay down for my nap, I awoke to screaming. In the other cabin on the submarine. And the other cabin was screaming.
Stop hitting your pen on the desk so hard.
Oh. Yeah, that will be in the audio.
Anyways, what was I saying? Oh my god, you missed me!
You were screaming.
Going for a nap and there was screaming.
Why'd you mess me up?
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Audrey.
Why'd you mess me up? I'm saying something. Okay, so that one day I was on the boat, the submarine, and I awoke to screaming. And I opened my door, and then I saw that the plank was out, that they gotten out the submarine plank, and they made my dad walk the plank.
Okay, so I have a pretty good theory, first of all, of who did this.
I don't know who they is yet.
Okay, so was the submarine submerged and the plank like goes out into the water
and you're just flooding the sub?
Yes, that's exactly what.
But
it
like
was.
Kind of pushing him out the hole and then just slamming the door shut.
That's. We made it. We just shoved him out of the submarine, but we call it walking. They made him walk the plank because the plank was out.
Right.
Okay, but you don't know who they were. Is that they disguised their faces, or you? Whoa! What was the state of this?
They disguised their faces. But
good guess,
Steve.
Oh, I
was right. That's awesome.
They disguise their faces, and there's only 20 people in the submarine, so it's a lot more like a game of Clue.
Right. Now, did you like see him out? Because if you heard the screams and immediately went out, he must have just been pushed out into the water.
Listen.
Like, did you see him through the window?
Oh my god, stop! Stop asking that. It doesn't matter.
No,
Does that matter?
I guess it
does.
Doesn't
matter how I saw him, because I was in shock. I dealt my memory. Sometimes when people have trauma, they forget the memory, and it feels like...
But that's all we have to go off of.
You're our only guest for now.
Well...
But good to know there's 20 other people.
There's 20 other people in this hub. But I heard it, and then I looked around, and by the time I looked around, they had put the plank away, but it was obvious the plank was out. And it was all...
'Cause it was soaking wet.
It was all... It was soaking wet, and I looked in the window of the submarine, and I saw my dad, and he was still alive and drowning.
Well, and did you make any attempt at a rescue at that point?
I was like, no. No. No.
The sub just kept driving away.
I know. I should have done something.
No. It's okay. Now. It is very stressful.
I should have done something.
Was there still people around? Or had they quickly dispersed?
Can you let me just drink water for a sec?
Sure. I'll talk about my Halloween costume.
Just chill.
Oh, okay.
Hey, who are you going to be? Or what?
Well, as we all know, Barbenheimer was big last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the movie that came out is The Fall Guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go around someone's house at the party and just break all their stuff.
Pretty good. I'm a stuntman. Fall on the table.
Gently knock something off their shelf and watch it shatter on the ground.
Like a cat, like nudge it to the edge and just...
Oh, you're so funny.
We were told to chill. That's what we do in our chill time.
You're chill. You're funny, though. Okay, but I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to talk again.
You're ready to go back. So, was there anyone still by the door, or had they dispersed... At that point,
it was just water, man. The thing was just soaking wet, and that's all I saw.
Was the door still open?
No, they had. It was like soaking wet.
Your sub doesn't have a screen door, does it?
Oh my god! Yes, it does have a screen door, but it's like actually okay. It does have a screen door, but like we didn't want to pay that much. We didn't want to pay that much for a door that just opens and closes.
What we're gonna do is take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we can help you figure out what happened to your father, Captain Flame.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And we are back on Kill to Death. I'm still here with Bones.
Bones.
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah, well, 'tis the season.
And we are also still here with Audrey.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, Audrey, you are a university student. You are getting your degree in aquatic society, where you study the gossip of fish, because fish, just like us, hate each other.
Exactly.
One day you hope to study this professionally, but for now, through your schooling, you are doing a co-op.
Yeah.
Your school, of course, is university, run by your father. He has a lot of pet projects, as he is a rich colony owner from British war times.
Yeah.
So he started this university. He also, like a lot of billionaires, and I'm surprised Stockton Rush hasn't come up yet, but like a lot of billionaires, submarines are his fun passion project, where you'll all go underwater and you'll do donuts on the bottom and you'll, you know, shake your ass of the sub, stuff like that. But that helps society, and you call it research.
Yeah, well, that guy stole my dad's idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that. I'm surprised your sub is still functioning. It has a screen door.
Our sub, we built our sub with nothing. We built our sub with nothing to our name. We didn't even have the good materials. Building a sub takes a lot of money, and we didn't even have that. But they did, and they did it way better.
Oh, you're jealous of the Ocean Gate submarine?
Yeah, and mad.
Your current project on board the sub was surfing around and having a fun time.
Yeah.
You're in the dining hall playing cribbage with your dad, and you say, you're going to live forever. Then you go lie down for your nap when you are awoken to screams. You run out to see the plank soaked, implying that had just been taken in from being put out for a walking the plank situation. You look out the window. Your dad is in the water drowning.
It was so scary.
And you had heard perhaps the voice of all 20 other crew members on this submarine, but their faces disguised, so you couldn't tell. That and the fact that you were in a different room at the time.
It's big. It's like the submarine from Beatles.
It's like the submarine right. from Beatles.
It's apparently exactly yellow. Like that.
Yeah. It is. I know. I was in it.
I'm imagining it has the dining hall you were talking about was like a big camp style dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
With like CIT plaques on all the walls.
Well, and of course we had, well, yeah. Like, of course. Well, Well, of course we had that, but we also, we also had the Blue Meanies.
Right, from the Beatles.
Oh my god. Who's in the Beatles yellows?
They're the bad guys, right?
Yeah, they are. They may look cute, but they're actually bad guys.
Interesting. And you have those.
Suspect number one.
Yeah. But that's okay. They really don't come around. They're just a type of fish.
Okay, so they're not on board.
No, but it's like our world's version of the Blue Meanies. It's a type of fish.
What is the submarine called? Does it have a name?
Yes, the submarine is called Griffin.
Whoa!
Well,
that's
no.
a crazy coincidence. How come you haven't mentioned that yet?
Well, because it's spelled in the name of like the mythical creature, buddy.
Oh, Griphon.
It's a different pronunciation.
Sorry, could you say it again?
Griffin.
Oh, okay. But it's very similar to how I say my name.
No, but it's very different, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's very different when you listen carefully. Griffin. Griffin.
Okay, one you were just excited about, and I'm assuming that's the boat, and then one you were kind of nonplussed by, I'm assuming that's me.
Griffin is the boat. The Griffin is the boat. You're Griffin. But the Griffin is the boat.
I'm glad I asked. Boop, beep, beep, boop. We're getting another call. Do you mind if I merge this in?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going okay. to, and then I'll let you okay. get used to it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, hello. I can't talk long. I don't know who's listening.
Oh.
What it looks like, I'm just looking at like a pair of eyes really close to the camera here.
Good, good, good. That's all you should be able to see.
Who is this?
My name's Griffin.
Oh my god.
How's it spelt and pronounced?
It's different.
Griffin.
No.
Groffin.
Wrong. Wrong.
Oh, wrong. Wrong. It's not.
Shit.
How is this guy's name spelt, Audrey?
Spelt Griphon.
Oh, like the boat.
Yes, exactly.
No, your father made me change it.
No.
It used to be spelled that way. I have to get used to my new spelling. Because Captain Flame told me I cannot have the same name as the boat. The boat comes
exactly.
before all. Well, comes
exactly.
forth. God, presidents, mayors, and then the boat. Oh, it's a submarine. So then the boat, then the submarine. He has a boat that he loves,
yeah.
also named Griffin.
It's exactly what he did.
So I have to be very careful now. So I introduce myself as I actually, wait. I don't have to be careful anymore.
Oh, because...
He's dead.
Yeah, her dad's dead.
Oh
yeah, right. Sorry about
I
that.
I know it's horrible. He's a good man.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it entirely. At least.
No, he was good. He was good. I know he gave all of his money to bad things, but he was good. It was good. The other times, well, when he bounced me on his lap, he was good.
Like, Ruffin, we're talking about
like
his
when
dad.
I was a baby.
Oh, okay. That makes way more sense.
Oh, okay. Well, I was never a baby with him. And neither was any of the members of the crew besides you,
yes.
The intern. So,
and
unfortunately,
daughter.
We only knew him now. And nowadays, he was not bouncing anyone on his knee or being affectionate in any way, actually. He was a tyrant.
Oh,
he was.
Yep, yep.
He ruled
yep,
with an
yep,
iron
yep,
fist.
Yep, yep, yep. You love to yap. Stop yapping.
How would you describe his captaining style, Audrey?
I would say it was real. It was raw. It was honest.
Oh, he was like a Whiplash guy.
He was real. He was.
That's what he'd say. He'd say, it's tough love.
Not my tempo about that ass shaking.
He would do whatever.
Yeah, we have to shake the fins at the exact tempo.
He could get whatever he wanted.
That's true. He was the captain, and he could do whatever he wanted, and anything he demanded, he got.
If he asked for a steak, it would come out of the machine in front of him.
We had a Jetson-style sort of machine that would spit out any sort of meal that you would type into it.
That's helpful to have on
really
a submarine.
Incredible.
It was great.
Yeah, it is, and it would be awesome if anyone was allowed to use it beside the captain and his daughter, but no one
hey,
was.
Hey, shut up.
It was off limits. There was a sign that was put in front of it that said, do
shut
not
up.
Touch unless you're a...
Shut up. Shut
Love
up.
You, sweetie.
Shut up. That, why would you talk about... My dad just died.
Audrey, do you...
Yeah.
Do you think you received unfair treatment on the boat?
Me?
Yeah. Do you think your dad put you above others?
I didn't. Okay. I was bullied mercilessly, but it was very
fair. You were treated fairly is what I'm saying. You were treated fairly. I was treated fairly. We were all treated the same.
Yeah.
Yes, I got to have an ice cream sundae bar in my room. And yes, I got to have a little race car bed. And you guys only have cots. You guys only have cots.
I slept in a hammock.
Oh, yes. And hammocks as well. But...
Well, they couldn't have any more room to fit cots in the bunk that I was in. So we had to string up hammocks above the bunks. So it was kind of he'd say, enjoy your bunk beds, which is really not what they were. I was kind of just dangling in a hammock above somebody, actually a floor covered in cots. There was 8 cots.
Uh-huh.
Took up the. There was nowhere to step in the rooms.
Oh, you keep yapping. Yap, yap, yap.
What is your job on the submarine?
I was the periscope operator.
Yep.
Which, if you don't know, is the device that looks above
the
surface.
You're an old bag.
That's not
you're
entirely
fucking
true.
Old bag. You're fucking older. You're fucking old as you're
40.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Audrey, you're 30.
I'm 40, so now older a bag, older bag
she's
for
an
sure.
She's a fucking old bag. She's a fucking
wow.
old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely got a treatment, but like that was because I was good at my job.
Which was it? Sounds like nothing.
It was called doom scrolling.
Right, so you're just kind of on Reddit and X all day.
You'd also go sometimes up to the little porthole windows and you'd point at two fish and you'd go, they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a fight right now. And you go, this one's kind of the Elvis of the sea world.
Yep.
And then you'd always ask to use my periscope because you said you wanted to look at the fish that fly above the water. And I would tell you they're birds.
So what is that? A picture of a frog? For the listener,
is that a bird or a frog?
Hold that up to the camera again, sorry.
Yeah. That's just a frog.
Yeah.
So these are the types of things that would happen.
For the listeners, you can check out our Instagram. Audrey has just started bringing up pictures of frogs on her phone and showing us pictures of frogs. Yeah, it's another frog.
Yeah.
So those were your favorite type of fish?
Yes, this one. This one's great.
Yeah, this is the type of stuff. So it was honestly very hard to pay attention to anything that was nearby us, and avoiding the other ships and subs and just doing my job. I didn't get around to that very often. And also, the periscope didn't quite reach the top. He didn't want to pay for a longer periscope. So I was kind of looking into somebody's bunk most of the time.
Oh, just up through the floor?
Yeah.
Sorry, Audrey, are you okay? You looked in distress for a second.
I was just thinking about how annoying this lady is. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but I came on here because I have valuable information.
She's so annoying.
What is the information? Because we are talking about the death of Captain Flame.
Yeah. And guess what I'm talking about?
What?
The killers of Captain Flame.
You know who did it?
Of course.
Why didn't you say that? My dad is...
That's why I'm on the call.
Okay.
For heaven's sakes.
Oh my God.
I was invited to a mysterious WhatsApp group called Treason. And I said, I don't know if I want to join this. How'd they get this number? But I did. I joined and I stayed quiet in the chat.
You
lurked. Some of the numbers I didn't recognize. I lurked. But some of the numbers I did recognize. The cook was there. The first mate was there. Poop deck swabber was there. They were all in this chat.
That's the roof.
11 of them. And I did some mental math, and I realized there were 9 of us. 9. Oh, I was included. And they're like, so 9 that weren't included, which weren't a part of this. And I thought, oh, God, there's going to be a fight. But then one by one, people got joined to the chat. And then all of a sudden, there was 20 people in the chat. We were all there.
A full mutiny.
Not you, of course.
Oh, my God.
This was a complete mutiny. There was nothing we could do. We painted our faces to look like the backs of the subs and the submarine walls. And then we put out the blank.
You did what?
We painted our faces to look like the submarine walls.
What?
What? So you couldn't see us.
Oh.
Invisible Man style.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. Like a cartoon would.
Were you part of the group that shoved him out? Griffin!
No, but
you were. I remember.
No, I wasn't. I swear I wasn't. There was a few of us that didn't participate, but you couldn't stop it happening. The numbers were too great. They were too far gone. You should have seen the emojis they were sending in this chat. They were incensed.
I fucking hate unions.
You sound like your dad.
I got that. Maybe I get that from him.
He lives on.
Yeah. Well, his legacy in some ways does live on because...
What happens now? Who's in charge?
Still runs. Well, the first mate,
was his
Patty.
His wife.
Yeah, it's your mother, Patty.
I know, but I don't even call her that.
She was a part of it, and I hate to be the one to tell you that your mom was part of it, but your mom was a part of it.
Such a bitch. And she's always like that at restaurants, too.
Oh, no. The exact same?
Yes, she's simply always making a fuss.
What does she do at restaurants?
She made the ultimate fuss this time and murdered him.
What was the question?
I was gonna ask what does she do at restaurants, but that's not as
important. Oh yes, she sends back food. And she's always like, thinks like the servers are at her beck and call. They think that, like, my mom the other day, we were at a restaurant and the waiter was elsewhere. He was like just serving some other people. And she said the rudest thing. She was like, why isn't he looking at us? And it's like, well, obviously he's not looking at you because he's got so many people that he has to work for.
So, do you think you have a strained relationship for her? I'm worried for your safety if you keep being on this submarine.
Well,
are you next to get thrown into the ocean?
Hey, don't say that. I'm actually cool.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the chat. It says you're next.
What? What? What do you mean?
Yeah, they said prepare that wet board. We're doing it again.
What? What?
I think you have to make it clear to everyone on the crew that you are not your father.
No.
They think you're just like him.
Oh no.
They've lumped you in and they're gonna set you the same way into the open ocean.
No, don't. I'm different. I listen to Charlie XCX. I've got the good music taste. I've got a lot to live for. And I showed all of...
Wait, let me record this for the crew. I'll send it to the chat. Make your plea.
Hey, guys. I am actually cool as fuck. And I didn't know that... Like, I didn't know that... I'm really cool, and I didn't know making friends would be so hard. And I can show you movies that you would have never even thought you were going to see. I can show you movies that you never even thought you were going to see. Movies that you never even thought you would have the time to watch. Like, We Bought a Zoo. You never thought you'd watch that, but you will if I'm with you.
Okay, is that it? Do you want me to stop rolling?
That was an impassioned plea.
Yeah, it was impassioned. Okay, I'll send it. I'll see how the reception is. Getting a lot of heart reacts.
I'm sorry,
some
guys.
Pie faces.
I'm sorry, but
thumb up emojis.
But I actually—they're
loving it in the chat.
Oh my god, really?
Yes, they're saying Captain Flame was never this open and honest. Someone says, I want to watch those movies. Someone else says, I don't have the time.
Somebody said that I'm hot as fuck.
Doing glasses with her hands.
Somebody said that I was hot as fuck.
Are you using glasses to spy at the phone?
I can just show you the phone.
No, I'm at the computer.
It's okay. Listen, it's okay. They love it.
Okay, good.
Wow.
That's amazing. I'm so happy.
You're building a different legacy than your dad left.
Oh, yeah. What?
They said, turn this sub into a screening room.
Exactly.
It already has the door. That was melodic. Hangry,
ring of a balloon. Christmas. I don't pull that out often, that impression. Not at dinner.
Wow, that will get you everywhere.
At dinners, they beg me. To do it.
Let me put that in the chat. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely loving it.
Do you think there's a chance that you and...
You're going to be the new captain.
Oh, my God.
Well, what happens to Patty?
Patty says, that's my girl, voice of an
angel.
Oh, my
God. Mom, finally. Mom, I'm just waiting. Give me a second. I'm just taking a video of my cat.
For the listeners, she is.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is awesome.
The video you're taking?
Oh my god, it's awesome! Okay. Sorry.
I have ADHD
and I struggle and I'm neurodivergent.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
It's okay, you're the captain now.
Yeah, what you say goes.
Oh my god, yes.
Are you gonna let Griffin use the food machine?
Oh my god. Yeah.
I haven't eaten in weeks.
Oh, come on. Come on in.
This is incredible.
Come on in. The fire is always warm.
There's a fire on
board? Yeah, we have a mantle.
Whoa, your cat video is awesome.
Oh,
well.
My God.
Yeah, appropriate.
Griffin, what would you ask for out of the food machine?
Oh, God, where to begin? Bread?
The staples, yeah.
I don't want staples. Can't eat those.
Ha 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 ha. I'm a hungry Christmas without you.
Well, your father was murdered by the crew, but it seems like you've taken a few lessons from it to heart and are going to end up a better person than he ever was.
And that's on God.
And that wraps up another successful episode
of Killed
Tonight.
That's on God, the mayor, and the president.
That's on God, and the mayor, and the president.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you have a suggestion for a murder, killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to follow us to see... Oh, I hope I got a bunch of frog photos during that I can post. That's going to be Killed to Death Podcast on Instagram, or KGD Pod on Twitter, but
there's at least two.
Steve, what do you want people to check out?
Oh man, you have to check out Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie. It's the speaking of Yellow Submarine, there's one for one. That's a movie. And Griffin and I name all sorts of movies as we're guessing them in a movie guessing game show on Sonar Plus. So if you're an Apple Podcast listener, go check it out there and have a little blast with us.
Yeah, well, 8 days a week has been a movie that we've had to guess.
Oh, I see. Yes. I was like, yeah, it is a movie. Correct. No, you're right. That
Twister
was,
has been a movie.
In the show. Yes, Griffin. Never mind. Don't listen to the show. It's just this.
And we'll.
No, do. It's good.
We'll turn now to Audrey.
Okay.
Audrey, is there anything you would like people to check out?
Yes. I would like to request that everybody go on Instagram and open up the search bar and type in Sarah Bastard 69 and just see what that gets you.
No pressure to follow, but check it out, please.
Pressure to follow.
Do you promise that you'll post your cat
video?
Yeah,
is there going to be an awesome video of a cat on there?
Yes, but oh my god, actually, wait, no, don't follow Sarah Bastard 69. Go online, follow at Jim Carrey Cat. Because that's my cat, and it's not my cat, but it's my roommate's cat. My roommate Blair, and it's her cat. And I made an Instagram account for it, and it's really good. It's really good.
You could follow both.
But yeah.
Prioritize the cat.
Yeah, exactly. Follow both, but pressure.
You hear that, folks? Pressure to follow.
I might not eat next week.
If no one follows you?
If no one follows me, I might not even fucking eat.
Yeah, you take a bite for every new follow you get.
Yes, every new follow is a new bite of my sandwich. Every time, that's a chat. That's been my catch for years. If you follow me, I will take a bite of a sandwich with every new follower, wherever I am at any time of the day.
So anyone who doesn't follow you is contributing to your starvation.
Exactly, and that's so crazy, because if you could follow World Hungry, you'd do it, right?
If you could follow World Hunger, you would.
you'd do
it. And save it for World Hunger.
That's one follow equals one hunger.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
Putting your head down and your hand in your head and going, ugh.
It's me and my dad.
Oh, we're getting another... this is just your home screen on your phone.
You guys see?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I've met the man. He's lovely.
He's so awesome. He's on a trip with his... He's on his trip with his girlfriend right now.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!